We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We are starting from the brand new Perek Kodem Yayim, starting from the Mishnah, beginning of Daf Samach, the beginning of the Perek Kodem Yayim on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah Kodem Yayim Shani Toyim Hayoyim. Someone says, "I'm not going to drink wine today." Ein Osal Shtachshach. When you say, "I'm not going to drink wine today," I don't mean 24 hours. I mean today. And today is till it gets dark. That's what today is. So if I'm standing on a Sunday, I say, "I'm not going to drink wine today until it gets dark on Sunday." You can't drink wine. If you say Shabbos Zu Osir, it's Shabbos Zu. You say this week, I'm also this weekend I'm drinking wine. Also b'chol haShabbos, b'Shabbos Shavra, I'm also in the whole week. And Shabbos is considered part of the Neder. That means if I'm standing on a Sunday, I'm saying I'm also the whole week in wine. I'm also even on Shabbos, even though Shabbos maybe is the beginning of the next week. No, it's the end of this week, and you're also on Shabbos as well. Chodesh Zeh, also b'chol haChodesh. But if you say, let's say standing in Kislev, Beis Kislev, and you say, "I am also the whole month of Kislev," the halacha is, you're also the whole month of Kislev, and Teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, is considered the next month. Like, that's the normal way of talking. This month means this month, Kislev, and Rosh Chodesh Teves is the next month. If you say Shana Zu, also b'chol Hashana, Rosh Hashana Lash Lavai. Same thing, like a Chodesh is a year. If I say I'm also the whole year, so you're also the whole year of wine, but Rosh Hashana is next year, and that's where you mutter. Shavua Zeh, also b'chol HaShavua. If someone says, this Shemitah I'm Osir, you're also in the whole Shavua, you're also in the whole Shemitah cycle, which is the 6 or 7 years of Shemitah. V'Shviya Shavra, and Shviya Shemitah is considered part of this cycle, not the next cycle. So Shabbos and Shavuos are considered part of this cycle. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are considered about the next cycle. That's the way the Ran's Ikar Pshat. The Ran actually has a different Pshat. We're not going to say it over because the Ran doesn't like it. But the Ikar Pshat is like this. That when you ask it a week, you ask it Shabbos Bechlal. When you ask it the year, Rosh Hashanah is not Bechlal. Rosh Chodesh also is not Bechlal when you ask it a month. Mashenkin Shemitah is also. If you say, Vim Omar, but if you say, Yoim Echad, if you say one day, I'm also for one day, or Shabbos Echad, one week. You don't say this week or this day. You say Yom Echad, one day, or one week. Chodesh Echad, one month. Shana Echad, one year. Shavua Echad, one Shemitah cycle. Also for Yom L'Yom, you also for the full day, 24 hours. Or the full week, 7 full days. Or the full month, 30 days, or 29 days. 30 days or 29 days. Shana Echad is a full year. And Shavua Echad is 7 years. That also because you didn't say this year. You said a year or a Shavua. The Mishnah ends off. What?
What does it mean if you do it on Beis Kislev? You're
until Beis Teves, yeah. Mm-hmm. A month. Full month.
Not a year, then we got
next year, Beis Kislev, right. Mm-hmm. 12 months. You said Shana. I'm going to be asking myself for a year. It's like a guy's with Kabbalah. You say, I'm going to give now tzedakah for next year. So it doesn't mean until Rosh Hashanah. It means the next year, for a whole year. For 12 months. Ara Pesach, if someone says, I'm asking myself Tul Pesach, so also Ad Shiyagia, because we hold Ad Veloy Ad V'chlal. So Ara Pesach means until Pesach. Once Pesach happens, you're mutter ready. Ad Shiyahei, then also Ad Shiyetze. Then you also Ad Shiyetze means until you've finished the finished Pesach, Ad Shiyetze. Ad Lifnei, if you say Ad Lifnei HaPesach, or the Girsa Ad Pnei HaPesach, it's Machlokes, is what the Girsa is. Then what's the halacha? It's machlokes. Rameo ema also at yegia. You also until you reach Pesach. Once you reach Pesach, you mutter. Reisi yomer oisa at yeitze. You also until you finish Pesach. And the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph will explain this machlokes. Rameo rameisi. Why by ad pnei? So ad Pesach means at yegia. Lo avachal. At yehei means the whole Pesach. So I have to finish Pesach. Ad pnei. The Shaila is, does it mean before Pesach? Or it means, Ad Pnei means until before the last second of Pesach, which means the whole Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara, Kuiz Talion something, if Adam Machas Inish Lusveke. That's the Shaila. So that's the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, it said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Koin Yayim Shinitayim, what's the halacha? Your Osir Ad Shetechshach. Ain't Osir Ad Shetechshach until it gets dark. When it gets dark, you need Shai L'Chacham. It means the Neder only until it gets dark, right? But when it gets dark, you still need a Shai L'Chacham. You have to be Mat Neder. And the Shai is why? My timer. Why do we Mat Neder? I only said Neder is today. And we say today means until it gets dark. Why do I have to be Mat Neder? My timer. Om Rav Yosef, Gzeira HaYoim, Meshum Yoim Echad. This is a Gzeira today because of Yoim Echad. Because of Yoim Echad, that's a Gzeira. Today, because Yom Echad. Yom Echad is 24 hours. So if you allow someone to be mutter by the night, even if it's Yom Echad, which really is also until tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you may not have to today, 2 o'clock on Sunday, 2 o'clock. Halacha is, when it gets dark, you mutter. If you mutter out of Taras Adar, we're going to say, even if I say Yom Echad, you'll be mutter by it gets dark. And really, you have to wait until tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Therefore, they were misakin that you should be matter Ned, and you shouldn't get mixed up with Yom Echad.
You
might not have any point of the night. You could, but here, really, it should be fall automatically when it gets dark. It's fall automatically. The chiddush is you have to matan neder. That's a gzeira otu yom echad. That's the chiddush. Gzeira yom echad yom echad. Amalei. Want to see what that? It's a gzeira because yom echad get mixed up. Exactly. That's what we're doing. We're making it like yom echad. Yom echad you can matan neder also anytime. So we're making it. Here we're saying really, you don't have to keep the neder really. Make your hadin. But by the way, do an extra credit thing. No, the Mishnah is talking about the Raksis. The Mishnah is talking about everything. The Ned only works with Tachshach. But, this Vanyama says, you got to do something extra. We'll see, that's only a few more Vanyama maybe, but you have to do something extra. You have to mat the Ned. Why? All to Yamecha. Frank to Gemara, Malay. Yach, Ligs, Yamecha, Vashavayoin. Frank to Gemara, then let's say like this. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you make another Yom Echad. The luck is, you also from today, 2 o'clock, to tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you're just in the Ataras Dharm. Why? Because Otu Hayoim is also the Shtachshach. So you can get mixed up now between that. If you're Mutter 2 o'clock, when you do what I say, Yoim, I'm Otu till dark. So you can get mixed up that way. Amalei, Hayoim b'Yoim Echad Michlev. Yoim Echad b'Hayoim loy Michlev. That's not fair. Why? Because Hayoim b'Yoim Echad Michlev, because you didn't do so much nether. But if you did Yom Echad, you already kept 24 hours. There's no chash. I'm saying, it has to be longer. So you already kept 24 hours. There's no chash. You're going to be matir. Like the Ran says, of Yom Echad b'ayim le'michlev, doki omar Yom Echad omad b'yisur meis la'etz. Hilkul le'michlev le'mishri ki omar hayoim karem shetachshach. Zok to Gemara weiter. So Gemara says, Omer Avino, Omer Limarei, Mahoki Omer Avuch B'Shmei D'Rav Yosef, Keman Ozlo Shmaitzer D'Rav Yirmi Abba. This Shmaitzer, Yirmi Abba says you have to have a Torah Sadorim. Who's that like? It's like Rabbi Nosson. The Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol Anoider Ki Ilu Bon Obama, V'Amekaimoi Ki Ilu Makter Oleho. Rabbi Nosson says that you're not allowed to make an Adar. If you do, it's Ki Ilu Bon Obama. Like the Ran explained before, the reason is because just like a bomber does extra things, extra kabbanas, a guy who makes extra yisurim, he's adding onto the Torah. So it's kilo bon obama. And it's not a good thing. It's different. The Ran explains, when we have a reason to be giving him a shtickle, a knas, to make him be matan neder, we do it. Because the whole neder was wrong. So therefore, about we have a reason here, a knas. But like the oilum was making faces on the knas, you're right, the knas is not such a, the gzera is not such a big gzera. But because he did something wrong, we give make a gzera on him. Because he's a make exer on him, and therefore, we because he did something wrong, make exer. But if you wouldn't do something wrong, we would not make exer. Therefore, the Ran says, if you make a neder for a mitzvah, like I'm going to learn today, I'm kaim a mitzvah today, you don't need shiloh taka. You only need a shiloh when the neder is not proper. When neder is proper, then you don't need shiloh. As the Ran comes out. So adkan this gemara. Now, the Ran speaks out another thing. He's busy with a tainis yochid that lechayra. Maybe it should be also 24 hours because he didn't say dafka hayoyim, and you should need a shayla before you eat. A regular tainus we only go to tzeis. The chayra it should be a full day maybe. So the Ran answer is that not everyone knows a tainus is this is the din. Therefore, you're not going to get mixed up by anything else. So therefore, there's no gzera by tainus out to something else. And the Ran has another tarts and Ras, but he's busy with tainus. Why there's no din shayla when you get to the Tachshach. Actually, once he answers that it's a mitzvah, l'chayra, the whole thing's not negated, that question, but al kaponim, that's the halacha l'mais. We're saying that if it's a regular neder, the halacha is you're supposed to be shoyal in it. And we're saying dafka because it's like Rabbi Nosson who says that we made a neder, there was something improper.